throughout the pandemic, we have been checking in from time to time with one of the country's leading epidemiologists. That is Professor Nick Talley. He also is the editor-in-chief at the Medical Journal of Australia. And today, he's raising big questions over whether or not the 2021 Tokyo Olympics should go ahead. Professor Talley joins me live on the program this afternoon. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Does the show still go on? That is the Olympic show.
Well, the Olympic show is going on at the moment, but I'm concerned, and there are a number of voices concerned about the risks to the athletes, to the personnel going from Australia, to the people who'll be there from other countries, to the people of Japan who will also be potentially in the audience. There are real risks because in Japan, the COVID crisis is running amok. It really, really is. More than 10,800 deaths so far, more than 660,000 cases in total up to date, daily cases more than 7,000 and going up, hospitals at breaking point, and the restrictions they've put in place are so far not working very well and are insufficient. Really problematic in terms of COVID.
We obviously have some very, very strict restrictions on our athletes when they do go to Tokyo, if it still is to proceed, Professor Talley. But we're also now relying as well on all the other countries around the world and their athletes that they will adhere to the strict protocols that the IOC wants to put in place.
That's right. I mean, thank goodness we're vaccinating our athletes. I think that's reasonable. There's some debate about that too, but I think I certainly support that. I also hope all the support staff are being vaccinated because everyone going from Australia to Japan needs to be vaccinated well enough in advance to protect them. That's number one. But the problem I'm worried about is in Japan, it doesn't look like there'll be sufficient quarantining for people coming in. It doesn't look like there may be sufficient testing when people are there to sort out if infection is running around. It's unclear whether everyone who's involved will also be vaccinated. And the risk of the indoor events and the risks in the Olympic Village where people congregate and, you know, get together as you'd expect them to, the risks there are high for super spreader events. So it's really a concern. And I guess if everything was in place and they were getting the pandemic under control in Tokyo, one wouldn't be coming out and saying anything. But that doesn't seem to necessarily be the case.
Yeah. One more before you go, Professor Talley. Another COVID-19 case detected in Victoria today after somebody had served a couple of weeks of quarantine in South Australia. WA is not putting up a border at this stage. We're now adopting more of that national hotspot model. But is this the pattern we're going to have to continue to get used to in regards to hotel quarantine? Because those calls come far and wide, and certainly our Premier Mark McGowan would like to see remote quarantine facilities being built somewhere away from the capital cities. Is the federal government going to act?
I don't know. I know there's pressure on them to do so, and certainly I think there's advice they need to do this. There's no doubt hotel quarantine's problematic because of the airborne spread of the virus and the fact that it's very hard to keep it out in hotels. You need to have more outdoor-type space areas where the risk of transmission from an outdoor setting environment is much, much, much lower. So that's number one.
Yeah.
And then I guess, you know, we're going to have outbreaks all, you know, from time to time, whatever we do. And until the population's properly vaccinated in Australia, we keep running the risks of another wave at some point.
Professor Talley, always appreciate your time. You have a good afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks very much.